Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter says there are two areas north of the city that have development approvals, which will have a big impact on the population of the city.
There's two different areas. One of them is called the North Village, and that's where the UVU Wasatch campus is, and there's also some apartments up there. Well, there's more areas that have been approved for development in part of that North Village. There's also what we refer to as the Sorensen property, which is higher up on the mountain. And that's about 8,000 acres, and I'm told that 3,000 of those are planned to be developed. And when the county created the JSSD, the Jordan Special Service District, to provide those services, that's when some of this density was awarded to these property owners. The understanding is, at this point, they do have the rights to build enough to create a city pretty much the size of Heber, possibly bigger after full build-out.
The areas could be annexed into the city if they fall in the annexation policy guidelines, which were approved by the council a couple of weeks ago. But in the next meeting, council member Wayne Hardman asked the city council to put the issue back on the agenda because he would like to repeal his vote.
He made it as a council person during the public comment period because it wasn't on the agenda. And he didn't give a lot of specifics. He and another council member had said they didn't think that our plan met legal requirements. And so there has been some discussion since then about whether it does or doesn't meet the legal requirements. They've also asked for more detailed analysis of what the financial impacts would be, you know, how many employees the city would need, and would the tax base cover it. And a lot of those things are really difficult to determine until you have an actual annexation. A policy map just says, hey, here's this big area that we would consider annexing, but it's not specific to that area. So we don't know the percentages of second homes. We don't know percentages of commercial. So this is pretty early in the process to get good information and solid data that, you know, could be depended upon in the future.
Potter says she has heard concerns from people who want to maintain Heber as a small town. She also says there is worry over the tax burden.
The developers come in with a specific request for annexation. There will be a lot more detail, and the council has two more opportunities to vote on it. They can vote on it when it's initially requested to say, yeah, we'll study it, and then they get to vote on whether it's annexed or not. So some of the concerns I've heard are just the concern of not wanting to burden existing taxpayers. The other one is sort of this anti-growth sentiment of people wanting to maintain Heber as a smaller town. I don't completely understand that either, because whether it's just outside of our borders or not, it's still happening. And I wrote an article for The Wave and put on Facebook. And my argument is, if they develop in the county, we all help pay for their services because they're county residents and they're getting municipal services. And as a city resident, you pay more taxes. So I would argue that kind of urban development belongs in a city. And if it's not in our city, they'll probably create their own city. And then we have a city that's competing with us right on our border. And there's a lot of reasons why I don't think that's a good idea.
Potter says there are several other land use and rezone discussions on Thursday's agenda that will be of public interest.
The PCMU zone conversation, it's a mixed-use zone that has been adopted in the southern part of Heber. There's been a lot of pushback, and the council decided to repeal that zone. But there are some property owners who feel like they are vested in that right. And so I think you'll hear some interesting conversation around that item on the agenda as well.
The Heber City Council meets in the council chambers on Thursday at 5:30 in work meeting, with the regular meeting beginning at 6. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.